What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Ray Bridging Humans. It's the place where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. What's up, family? I hope y'all are well. I hope your week is starting off well, too. Shout out to everybody who's been keeping up with what I've been doing, keeping up with the podcast. I appreciate y'all. And I'm growing. I'm truly, truly growing. And every time I start this podcast, every time I turn this mic on, I never want to take for granted that people are listening. I never want to take for granted that people are watching me. I never want to take for granted that I'm actually building a platform. So thank you all so much for watching, Shout out to all the bridges, everybody who every day take time and take a little more effort and energy to put into trying to listen to and understanding somebody else's point of view. So shout out to y'all, all the viewers. And also, if you have not liked or subscribed, please. And if you're new to the podcast, what's up? What's up? This is Ray Bridging Humans. But if you're new, or if you've been watching for a minute and you haven't subscribed, please take the time to go like and subscribe to the podcast. Also, I've done about 16 episodes now, y'all, I'm getting ready to wrap soon on the first season, but I got so much more to come. Thank y'all so much for being patient with me, and I got some episodes with some really, really good people, and I want to shout out every single person who have taken the time to sit with me on this couch, every single person who took the time to be transparent and share things about their lives in this podcast space. It's so much that you reveal about yourself, and then with me even just doing the podcast, it's so much that that comes up for me that I feel necessary and deemed necessary to share with the world. So and also, y'all, before I get going with this episode, I wanted to start a new segment, and I'll start it today actually, but I want to start a new segment called What's New. It's called What's New, and it'll pretty much be and I'm growing, y'all. You see, I'm adding new things to it, but it'll be pretty much what's new for the week. What's going on in my mind? What's happening new in the world? And I'm going to go ahead and kick that off now and go ahead and get into it. What's new? What's new? What's new is we are 7 days out until we elect a new president. I'm learning so much about the biases against women. That I always knew, but watching Kamala Harris, watching her run for president, watching her go around the country, watching her do her thing, and seeing the standards put on her, but how low it is on men. I mean, and not even, and whenever I have a conversation about this, we never get to policy. We never get the time to get to policy because it's so much disrespect, so much vitriol. And it's almost like, it's like the country against Donald Trump. It's almost like the country against this man, you know, and, it's frustrating because he's incited so much violence. He's incited so much distance in between opinions of people. And I honestly feel bad for the Republican Party because the Republican Party has straight up, hands down, like given their party over to this man. And because everybody have a season, every single person have a season. So when this man is done, I don't know what they're going to do with their party. I don't know what they're going to do with what has happened with their party. But kudos to them. But anyway, I voted for my girl. I am a registered Democrat. I vote because it matters. I vote not because someone makes me vote. I vote because it's my civic duty to vote. And working in a barbershop, especially being a barber, it's a lot. People come to the shop, of course, to express their grievances, just talk about everything that's going on. So I find myself, as well as the other barbers, I was telling Law and Chuck the other day, we do so much more educating now. We have to educate our clients on things that's going on, you know, because I can remember when I, you know, in the earlier life of me being a barber, I wasn't that knowledgeable of a lot that was happening politically. But I know now with the climate that we're in, we can't afford not to know what's going on. And so if you're standing up over people, or if you're around a lot of people or engaging with a lot of people, and they listen to you, it's so important that you know what's happening, what's going on in our world. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all, it's a sector of people I am really disappointed in, you know, and I think I'm gonna save it for the other side of the election. Not all of them, but a lot of my pastor clients have been extremely silent during this season. I mean, have been extremely silent on this during this season. And that bothers me. It bothers me as a black man. It bothers me from a community standpoint. It bothers me that most black pastors around here that I know, more than half of their congregation live at or below the poverty line, or more than half of their congregation are barely making and struggling, and we choose not to speak up about what's happening. I get it. I get it. I understand. You know, everybody just want to kind of stay safe. You don't want to alienate nobody. You don't want to put any your personal political views on blast. But I think at minimum, like with the climate that we're in, all pastors should do at minimum educate your people on how this thing works, on what's going on, because I know you know. I know you know what's happening. You know what's going on. Well, some of you may not, but I think a lot of my pastors have been so silent, and that bothers me so, because I know it's not as strong as it used to be, but pastors are still community leaders. Pastors are still people that people listen to. Now you got some loud ones. You do got some loud ones, and you got some that just don't say anything at all. But I think the climate that we're in, if we're all responsible people in our community, we need to speak up. We need to speak up. So, yeah, I wanted to get that out. Like I said, that was my new segment. What's new? That's what it's called. But yeah, so I want to get off into the episode now, y'all. The episode is Safe, Seen, and Accepted. It's Safe, Seen, and Accepted. And before I get started, I just want to let y'all know, I just want to talk to y'all today. I just want to talk to the viewers today in a way. So I'm not necessarily going to be teaching a lot on this episode, but I am going to express how you should feel when you want to feel safe, how you should feel when you want to feel seen, and how you should feel when you want to feel accepted, safe, seen, and accepted. And I'm going to call out a few characteristics, and for you, the listener, you'll be able to identify, you know, if you are in a safe environment, if you do feel seen, if you are accepted. And that they all kind of go together. And I just kind of got around to this point, safe, seen, and accepted, because and we live in a day and a time where people ain't going no more, y'all. People are so much more emotionally aware of themselves. People are much more psychologically aware of how you're treating them. And so I know, especially if you're my generation or maybe a little older, we're so used to people just doing what everybody else is doing. And we're so used to people functioning like everybody else, you know, is functioning. And you're going to do as I say, especially if I'm a leader. You're going to manage your life the way you see everybody else managing their lives. And we have gotten to a space and time because information is blitz. Information is blitz right now, that people ain't going no more. And people are reading more. People are learning more information. And so it's difficult to push ideologies on people, and it's difficult to push ways of thinking on people, and they don't take the time to study it and look at it for themselves and have questions. And it's very, very, very valid. It's very valid. I was telling one of my homies the other day because I mean, he loved to look at a lot of information and find a lot of information. I was like, bro, misinformation is so real in this day and time, and especially with all the information that we encounter. The difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the acquisition, acquiring of information. And we take in a lot of information. Like, that's knowledge, learning information. But where wisdom come in is how much of that I'm going to apply to me. And it's so important in this day we're living in. And I said, I'll let you say, it's information out here, y'all. You know, and like I said, I thank y'all for watching Ray Bridging Humans, but it's so many podcasts. It's so much social media. It's so much news. And every time we turn on any piece of technology, there is information. And so I said all that to say, people want to feel safe. Everybody wants safety. I don't care who you are. I got a friend of mine, Danny McGee. She has an organization called Safe Space. It's for women. And I love what she does. I love what she do. Me and her, we plan to do some things in the future together. But not only women, but men need safe space. Children need safe space. Everybody needs safe space. And so safety, seen, and accepted. That's big. And I think that we've gotten to a plateau, and we are turning a page in history. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying and hear it well. We are turning a page in history, and things are not like they used to be. It is not. And it seemed like after the doggone pandemic, man, things really, really changed. Like, things really changed, and things are not what they used to be anymore. And people just ain't, they're not going. And so if you're used to having biases about different lifestyles, if you're used to treating people a certain way because it's how you've always treated them, you treated them bad, if you're used to laughing and making fun of certain types of people, we're not living in that day anymore, y'all. We're not. We're not at all. It's a new day, and I'm glad. I'm thankful because awareness is everything. Self-awareness is everything, so I wanted to get that out, but I'm going to go ahead and get started talking about safe, seen, and accepted. And everybody want to feel valued. Everybody want to feel valued. Everybody want to feel acknowledged and appreciated. That's what safety is. That's what safety is. And everybody that we live around, everybody that we walk around, we walk, and some of us walk on eggshells, some of us don't. Some of us truly live in safe environments as far as location, but not necessarily safe mentally, not necessarily safe emotionally, not necessarily safe psychologically. And lately I've been thinking about a lot of that, like safe psychologically over time, and I've been looking into, like, the long-term effect of things and the long-term effect psychologically, how it can affect you over time if you are not safe, if you are not seen, if you are not accepted. And it's a lot of information. And so many of us feel safe as long as I'm not doing too much. So many of us feel seen as long as I'm not too visible, and a lot of us feel accepted as long as I fit in. I'm going to say it again. A lot of us feel safe as long as I'm not doing too much. We feel seen as long as I'm not too visible. And we feel accepted as long as we can fit in. And I know those are precursors to safe, seen, and accepted. But a lot of these conditions we've learned to adapt to. We've learned to live in. But I want to tell you today, because you have learned to live in the toxicity of other people, if you have learned to live within the confines of safety as long as you're not doing too much, or within the confines of feeling seen as long as I'm not too visible, I don't do too much, and if you feel accepted as long as you can fit in with what's going on, y'all, that ain't real safety. That's not real safety. And we all want to get to a place of peace. We all want to get to a place of wellness. We all want to get to a place where we are shining. But we all are shining. So That's what this episode is about. And I'm going to start with safety. I just want to start with safety, y'all. And safety is not just being physically secure. It's also, it's being emotionally and psychologically assured, like reassured emotionally and psychologically. I argue, y'all, that it's like having a rite of passage, like a validation, if you will, of your existence. That's what being safe is. Not only in your physical space, but being safe mentally to express yourself, being safe emotionally. Now, I know we all come from different places, and I'm speaking on just doing what you want to do, being the way you want to be. But if you are within the confines of respecting individuals, we live in a day and time where you should be able to receive that back. You should always have been able to receive that back. But today we really focus a lot. You hear a lot of people say safe spaces. Everybody want to feel safe. And that's real. And safety, feeling safety is awareness. Feeling safety is you being able to be. And I say that a lot on this show. We all just want to be, and we all want to be, and we want to be safe. We want to be safe. And you also need to know, in the pursuit of safety, a lot of times when you are rejected, people rejection of you has to do with them. That's it. We all are responsible and accountable for our own selves. The day is done to just put stuff out there because I've been doing, oh, that's just me. You ever heard somebody say, that's just how I do people. That's just how I treat people. No. The day is over for us to be putting things out and not having accountability. But when people reject you for just simply who you are, that's a problem with them and not you. And We a lot of times when that happens, we internalize it as if there's a problem with me. There's a big problem with me. And you ain't even done nothing to the people. Y'all, that's on them. That problem is on them. Learning how to be so self-aware to not take their stuff in. Think about it. When people reject you and just are nasty and mean to you, from human nature, we feel bad about it. Yeah, we feel bad about it. But ultimately, you have to get to a place to know that that's on them. Whatever kind of day they've had, whatever kind of situation they're used to, or you may even remind them of somebody who is similar to you, but they not me though. I didn't sleep in the bed with you. I ain't been on the phone with you all night. I don't even know you. So, We need to know when people reject us, like that's a problem with them and not you. Y'all keeping up with me so far? Cool. And we have to begin to acknowledge that stuff, y'all. The hurt, the pain that comes with that. We have to acknowledge that. What environments are you in? I want you to just take a second for a minute. Think about all the environments that you reside in on a 7-day basis. Think about where you go. It could be work. It could be ministry, it could be school, it could be going out in social spots, it can be going around your family, but think about everywhere you're going. Think about the level of safety you feel in all these places. All right, do you have the same level of safety? Do you have minimal safety? You have a lot of safety in certain places, and I get it, but overall, being safe means I have the ability to be emotionally and mentally sound. I have the ability to be able to be secure in who I am. If you are in spaces that where you cannot be secure in who you are at the root of who you are, it's not safe. It's not safe. It's not safe. And a lot of times we just acclimate to spaces because we just feel like that's what we have to do. But you need to be able to openly to honestly admit within yourself and acknowledge the pain of not feeling safe. And we got to do something about it, y'all. And we got to do something about it. If we don't acknowledge the pain, we're not acknowledging, you know, how it could affect our self-esteem. And this is the thing, not being acknowledged we could definitely have low self-esteem. Our esteem could be so low, and esteem has so much to do with our value, how we value ourselves, how we look at ourselves to the world. Our esteem affects how we show up to spaces. Our esteem affects how we walk in a room. I oftentimes tell the boys that I mentor, the boys in the program, listen, own the room, man. You better own the room. Every room you walk in, you deserve to be able to own the room. You got to own the room. And that's not being cocky. It's not being self-centered. But you got to be able to walk in a room confident and know, hey, I'm here just like you here. Just like you here. That I'm here just like you. And my presence demands the same respect as yours. And that's how we all should walk in. And listen. If all I know is that who I am is not safe mentally, y'all, this causes me personally to go into dark spaces. If all I know is everywhere I go is not safe, y'all, you live on the edge. You go into dark spaces, and we get lost in those spaces. And in those dark spaces, I'm a living witness. We create alternate realities. And things could very well not be as bad as it appears on the surface, but because we're in the place of always feeling like it's people who are against me, it's people who's going to attack me, it's people who don't see me as valuable, you begin to see yourself in those low spaces, and we create alternate realities, y'all. And so that's why it's so important to be able to know and admit that you're not safe when you're not safe. I mean, and you have to work to change this environment, y'all. And also, y'all, when we don't get acknowledged, y'all, there's difficulty in trusting others. It's so much difficulty. When we don't get acknowledged, it's fears of being vulnerable. It's so many pieces that when we're not safe keeps us on edge. And, y'all, that's just not where we should reside and where we should stay. It's not, y'all. And suppressing myself to have a false sense of safety for you, in essence, make a monster out of me. I'm going to say it again. If I suppress myself to have a false sense of safety for you, y'all, it makes a monster out of me, meaning that every time I'm in an environment where I'm not safe and I'm pressing how I feel down, I'm pressing my fear down, I'm pressing everything down, it's collecting up over into me. And so every single time I'm in an environment and I'm not safe, just for your sake, I'm living for you. But I think what we do ourselves a disservice is we just feel like pressing things down, oh, it's cool, it's okay. And we don't realize how it's building up. All that toxicity is building up in us. And so we have to be careful and be mindful, y'all, today in 2024. If you're not safe, you need to be able to at least acknowledge to yourself you're not safe and move into new spaces. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are. Now, you have to do it responsibly, but you need to make sure that the environments that you're in, that you insert your life in, is safe. We have to, y'all. We have to. So that's my piece on safety, my piece on safety. Now, the next one I want to deal with is seen. Now, in order to be safe, we have to be in conducive environments. And then if we're safe, we feel seen. We feel seen. And seen it goes beyond being noticed, y'all. But seen, y'all, is being recognized and validated in who you are. Being seen is validation. So it's not enough for you to just see me. Like, I need to be validated. And we all want to feel validated. Everybody want to feel seen. Now, I'm not saying to the point of, oh, I just want attention all the time. I just want people to look at me all the time. That's a thing, too. It's definitely a thing, too. But the scene I'm talking about is to be validated in who you are. We all want to be recognized and validated. And validation, y'all, is the confirmation that my thoughts, my feelings, and my experiences are real, too. My thoughts, my feelings, and my experiences are real and valid, y'all. Everybody want to feel valid. Everybody. And yeah, I know everything is circumstantial. I know everything depends on the situation. But overall, if you're not validating people in spaces, or if you're not you're not treating people the way you want to be treated in spaces. Y'all, you're not seen. They're not seen. Just like you want visibility. And today, I'm going to just say it. I hear a lot of men, you know, they feel like manhood is at a threat now, and being a man, they're trying to water down men. They're trying to make men more soft. I beg to differ, man. I beg to differ. We're living in a time and a day where everybody want to be validated and being seen. And so I know we're used to the order going a certain way. We're used to the order happening a certain way. But it's important for everybody. Everybody wants visibility now, and that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Everybody wants visibility, period. That's what it is. And so if you're in positions to where you're so you're used to ignoring certain people and not valuing certain people the way you value other people, or however the case may be, like, at minimum, there should just be respect, bro. It should really be respect. And how can I feel seen if I'm constantly told who I am I'm not supposed to be? Imagine long term, 15, 20 years. I'm not even going to go that far. 3 years of it, just 3 years of feeling like who you are you're not supposed to be. That is an effect that is unimaginable. That is an effect that takes you down. It takes you through, and the work have to be done in order to get beyond those spaces. Like, everybody wants visibility. And in order to feel seen, y'all, we have to affirm our identities. We have to make sure we affirm our identities. Get up every day, speak to yourself, command your day, affirm who you are, and make sure you're showing up with proper boundaries, and make sure you're showing up in spaces where you're not letting your boundaries get overtaken. Walk in spaces being very self-aware. And self-awareness, y'all, have changed and saved my life. Self-awareness has saved how I show up for Raymond, and I'm ever present now. When I show up in spaces, if I don't feel seen or if I don't feel safe, y'all, I can't be in it. No longer will I be in spaces where I'm not safe and I'm not seen. I cannot do it, y'all. And it's so important, y'all, to know that you ain't crazy. You got to know personally that you are not crazy. And when you affirm yourself, y'all, we have to build community. Community is so safe. Community is so safe. I was talking to my sister last night about my nephew, and he have a few challenges, and I love him so much. And she called me yesterday, and we found a community that he can go and feel seen and be seen and feel like, okay, yeah, I got people around me that's like me and people around me that makes me feel comfortable, y'all. And that's been one of the biggest things for him, because I love him so much. And for him to have community, that means so much to me. And I thought about it when me and my sister was having a conversation. If my nephew is in an environment where he feels seen, y'all, that's so important for everybody. And so we all have to have community. And for my leaders, for my people who lead companies, your managers or your pastors or your politicians, people need community. Community is so important. And community is validation. Community is belonging. And we all need that. If you're not providing a space where you're providing community and you're leading, y'all, go back to the drawing board, man. Go back to the drawing board. And I stand with every marginalized community. It's a lot of us out here. Every community who's been snuffed of being seen, feeling validated, and have less validation than other parts of the community, y'all. I stand with the marginalized community, y'all. And some of us are backed up strapped up, toe up, y'all, and stuck in low places. Y'all, that's trauma. When we're stuck in those places, y'all, those places that cause us to have a lack of visibility, y'all, we're stuck. And we have to make sure that we're working out of that muck and miry clutter in order to feel visible. Find a community. You have to find a community that you feel safe in. You have to find a community that of people that see you, of people that value you. You have to find a community and know that you are not alone. You have to find a community and know that I mean just as much as the next person. We all need community, y'all. None of us can live without community. None of us. None of us, y'all. And lack and not only visibility, but acknowledgement. Like lack of acknowledgement, y'all, it can warp our sense of visibility and when we don't feel seen. But the lack of acknowledgement creates a narrative that could very well not be true. And so think about it. If I'm not visible, if I'm not acknowledged, and I get used to that, I get used to people not seeing me. I get used to not being acknowledged. I get used to just that. And so I create these barriers in my mind and say, oh, well, I'm not seen. So, you know, I'm just going to do whatever. And it starts affecting my show up. I don't show up my highest and best. Or I don't show up giving my best because I've created this world in my head that I'm not seen. But the self-awareness and the awareness of self, y'all, you have to show up anyway. And I say that with a grain of salt because I know it's not easy, but acknowledgement and visibility, if we go without being aware and without acknowledging to ourselves that we're not visible and we create these false narratives in our head, y'all, it goes so deep and it goes so far and some of us get lost. Yeah, they see you, baby. They see you. They just haven't acknowledged you. They see you. And so you have to make sure you show up and you show up with, and that's why esteem and confidence is so important. It's so important. Even if you don't even feel it, you got to show up for you. Even if you don't even feel it in certain spaces, you got to show up for you. And you got to make sure you're putting yourself in communities of people because it's important to where you're acknowledged. And so whatever part of the community that you're in, whatever part of the community that you belong to, acknowledgement is important. It has so much to do with our mental health, y'all. So if I want to be safe, and in order to be safe, I have to put myself in environments so I can be seen and acknowledged. And then when I'm seen and I'm acknowledged, I feel accepted. So safe, seen, accepted. And y'all accept it. It goes beyond just being tolerated. Yeah, okay. We got a lot of us. If truth be told, a whole lot of us feel like we're tolerated. A whole lot of us feel like if I'm in a certain pay gap, I feel tolerated. If I live a certain lifestyle, I feel tolerated. If my community is not the popular community, I feel tolerated. And there's so many people that feel tolerated, y'all, but accepted, it goes beyond feeling tolerated. But on the deepest levels, it involves belonging, being at peace, and being emotionally sound. That's being accepted, y'all. And y'all, I'm going to go back a little bit. Because I think a lot of people feel like when people say they want to be accepted, that makes other people feel like, oh, you don't want accountability. You don't want to be correct. You just want to do what you want to do. And I ain't got to accept you. And I ain't got to, hey, you may not accept me, but you got to respect me. But just like you want to be accepted, you and all your bullshit, you and all the things you do, you and all the places you put yourself in, and I'm going to just say it. I'm going to say it. So many people use the Bible to weaponize different parts of the community. And yeah, I know all the Bible thumpers. I know, you know, the ones who got a scripture for everything and want to be people. Y'all, people want to feel and be accepted. Now, that don't mean it don't come with accountability, because if you accept me and you love me, that brings accountability. If you accept me and you love me, you see where I'm going? If you accept me and you love me, there's a piece about that. There's a piece about that. And I just wanted to get that out the way. But being accepted, y'all, it gives me a deep sense of authenticity. If I feel if I am being accepted, y'all, it authenticates me to a level to where I am affirmed and know that my life has authenticity. But think about also long-term, not being accepted affects your psychological well-being in a deep way, y'all, in a deep way. If you're not validated and authenticated, y'all, that can truly, truly, over time, really affect your psychological buildup. Like real talk. And like I said today, I'm just talking. I'm truly just talking. Because I want all of us to think about our safety, think about if we feel seen, and think about if where we are accepted at. Like real talk, everything about you, everything about how you operate in relationships is affected with this, y'all. If every ship that you're in, every single ship that you're in is affected if you're not accepted. And so a lot of ships that we're in, whether romantic, whether family, whether ministry, whether professionally, all the ships that we show up in is affected by our authenticity. So if I'm not authenticated by on the deepest levels by the people that love and care about me the most, I might just develop an attitude of apathy. Like, I don't really care how I show. I'm just going to show up, and whatever I get, I get. You know, and you walk around living like that. Or you can walk around like me. I walk around overcompensating. So every space, every ship that I was in, I overcompensated because I wanted to make sure that, well, I didn't really have a gauge on when enough was enough. And I wasn't really authenticated in certain spaces. I wasn't really validated in certain spaces. So I would just show up and just do too much in all my ships. Overcompensating all my ships, y'all. Not good. Or if you're not, if people does not authenticate you, it doesn't give you a deep sense of satisfaction, you're never satisfied. You're always looking for new relationships. You're always looking for new people. You're always looking for new groups to go in. You're always looking for new friendship, the best friendship circles. You're always looking for the next woman, the next man, because it's never enough. You're always looking for a new family because it's never enough. We do that, y'all. We do that. And that's why being accepted is so important. Being accepted is so important, y'all. We all need it. We all need it. And honestly, most oppressed groups, y'all, fight so hard to see themselves as worthy and valid. I'm here to let you know. So I know everybody watching me, you may not, or listening to me, you may not necessarily belong to a group that's oppressed. Or you may not belong to a group that's suppressed within another group that's suppressed. Try that on for size. Try that on for size. You live in a suppressed environment, but there's a subsection of another suppressed environment inside of a suppressed environment. Try that on for size. It's hard. It's hard. And so everybody want to feel worthy. Everybody want to feel valid. And as I round up this episode, I want to ask you, how much of a deficit are you at with feeling safe, seen, and accepted? Where are you? What kind of environments are you putting yourself in that you don't feel safe, that you don't feel seen, and you don't feel accepted? And we all want to feel safe, seen, and accepted. And when we feel safe, seen, and accepted, we can grow. Mm-hmm. That's where growth happens. Safe, seen, accepted, that's where growth happens. And if we're growing, we can thrive and get out of this survival mentality. And if we're thriving, we can dream more. Think about that, y'all. Grow, thrive, dream. In that order. Because there has to be growth from where you are now. If you're watching this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast, Ray Bridging Humans, is a podcast for growth. It's a podcast for human growth. And you want to make sure you're putting yourself in environments where you are safe, in essence, so you can be seen and validated. In essence, so you can feel accepted and know that I am authentically a human. And that sounds so weird. For that coming out of my mouth sounds so weird, y'all. But we all want to feel like we are human and we can get the same respect any other human gets. That's when we can grow. And when we grow, we can begin to thrive and come out of a survival mentality. And when we come out of that survival mentality and we're thriving, we can dream bigger. And we can go bigger. So many of us are stuck because we don't have safety. We're on the edge about everything because it's not safe. We're not seen and we're not accepted. So family, think about those pieces this week. Think about, and I want y'all to write me on this episode as well. Think about those pieces this week. And think about how safe you are in your environments. How seen you are in your environments. And how accepted you are. We all want it. We all need it. It's not just for the rich. It's not just for the powerful. It's not just for the privileged. We all want to feel safe, seen, and accepted. That was the episode this week. Love you, family. Y'all, please like this episode. Please subscribe. Please share it with a friend, somebody who have not seen it, or somebody you think could use this episode. And I'll see y'all next week. Love you, family. The world needs to see it. Peace.